Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Proclamation into the record for the County of Santa Rosa concerning Memorial Day. So whereas since 1868, Memorial Day has been an American day of remembrance upon which we pay our respects and honor the memory of more than 1 million Americans who died in battle, making the ultimate sacrifice for our country and our freedoms. And whereas in keeping with the traditions that have preceded us, many of us have friends and family members who have selflessly given themselves to the future of this great nation and who we honor on this day. And whereas these service members were someone's child, someone's spouse, someone's parent, it's important that we remember every day in this great nation of the United States of America that our freedom came at a price. And whereas veterans have bravely served in all parts of the world, fighting for not only our freedoms, but for all of mankind. Santa Rosa County joins with other counties throughout the state of Florida and the United States of America in honoring those who have given their lives and recognizing that their sacrifices were noble, their heroism unparalleled, and their dedication to God and country are unforgettable. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed that May 27, 2024 be observed as Memorial Day, passed and adopted by the Board of County Commissioners this day, 23rd day of May 2024.
Yeah, of course, today is Memorial Day, and just because most all of you know this, some of you may not know this, and so it's just kind of a, you know, worth remembering that today is the day that we honor those who died in service to this country. Veterans Day is for all who served. Memorial Day is for all who lost their lives, gave their lives for us to be able to have all the things that we enjoy. You know, the race cars and the boating and the barbecues and the baseball and the politics and the bickering and all of that made possible. And of course, you know, families and love and employment and free enterprise, all of that and freedom of religion, all of that made possible by people who were willing to and actually did give their lives in defense of this country. And we appreciate their service. Of course, today is the day to remember that. It's always it's always the sort of day where, I don't know, people say Happy Memorial Day, you know, sometimes. And, you know, it's an understandable mistake. It's and even to call it a mistake is, I don't know, just let's just make sure that we remember that we honor those who died today, that gave their lives for us. And, you know, when you drive through the base and you go past Brancas and you think of all of those men and women, and that's who made it possible for us to have everything that we have. 6:13 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Man, a lot of stuff happened over the weekend. Of course, on Friday, as you heard David mention, we found out that Mayor Heather Reeves, of the city of Milton, Mayor Heather Reeves. I kind of matched up the two names. Sorry. Mayor Heather Lindsay and T.C. Reeves. I made, yeah, you can't ever do everything right in live radio. Mayor Heather Lindsay tendered her resignation as the assistant city attorney in Pensacola and saying that she was not able to continue to do both jobs. She had been absent from her regular job, I guess you'd call it, at the city of Pensacola for couple of months, is my understanding. Hasn't been in Milton meetings for a couple of months either. I've been told it was FMLA related, or, you know, at least health related. And of course, you know, there's been kind of this ongoing conversation about, as mayor of Milton, you know, leave doesn't cover you as a politician, as an elected official, the way it would cover you as an employee. But she says, you know, according to the public information officer at the city of Pensacola, that, you know, the time and energy needed to fulfill her duties as mayor of Milton were interfering with her ability to continue working with the city of Pensacola. I'll give you my own thought on this is I remember when the city of Pensacola attorney, you know, the main attorney was changing hands. Remember DC had gotten rid of the previous attorney and then we were looking for one and they finally got a new one in. And I wondered how long it would be before changes in personnel happened, I'll say, because I don't have evidence that they were made. I find it a little hard to believe, just to take at face value, that under all of the scrutiny and conflict and drama and one of the key players in Days of Our Milton, every time we have an episode, Mayor Heather Lindsay, that she would give up a fairly lucrative, you know, job at the city of Pensacola making, I assume, somebody told me it was like, you know, 130 or 140. I don't know what the number is. I didn't look it up, but that sounds about right to me. I'm assuming it's a fairly good gig compared with what, you know, city of Milton mayor doesn't make a whole lot. You know what, probably $14,000-$15,000, something like that is my best guess. So why would you give up the one for the other? Well, I mean, it seems like you go the other way if you had the choice. I mean, if conflict of time was really the issue, you'd give up the part-time low-paying gig for the full-time high-paying gig, right? Which makes you wonder, well, what's the real story here? You know, and you naturally start to suspect if you don't believe that all of this makes a whole lot of sense, then maybe you start to suspect, well, you know, did she get resigned? You know, as we rather impolitely phrase it, you know, sometimes, like, you know, we had an EMS chief in Escambia County, David Torsell, that is no longer with the county and didn't give a reason, and the county didn't give a reason, and they wished him well on his way and thanked him for his service in a fairly terse note from Eric Gilmore, the director of public safety. And so the natural speculation after all of the conflict that he had had with the union and other, you know, questions that had been raised, and, you know, he maybe asked, well, did he resign or did he get resigned? Fairly natural question to ask. And in this case, I think you have the same sort of issue. You know, did she leave all on her own accord purely because of the need? I mean, that's what, you know, that's what we were told. But does that story make a lot of sense? Well, you know, call me a skeptic, okay, if you will. It seems to me more likely that maybe connected to all of the drama in Milton that, you know, city of Pensacola, whether the attorney himself or whether the mayor or whoever looked at all of that and thought, not sure this is great for us as a city. Remember when Grover had hired her originally, there was this question of, can you be the mayor of a town and be the attorney? You can, actually. It's not all that uncommon, especially in, you know, I mean, we're not a rural community, but, you know, we're not a massive community either. It's not all that uncommon. I mean, if I remember correctly, Matt Danheiser, when he was mayor, was representing the city of Century, still does, I think, represent the city of Century as their city attorney. I could be wrong about that. It might not be true right now. I don't follow Century as close as I should. But, you know, I mean, Alex Andrade is a state representative, but he also represents, you know, the city of Milton as their attorney. It's just not that weird. So I never thought there was a particular conflict with that. Obviously, there might be certain issues where, you know, the city of Milton might find themselves at odds politically with Pensacola, or because, you know, I believe the Transportation Planning Organization, TPO, had been kind of a question, you know, of her being able to represent the city of Milton on the TPO. So, but, you know, this is years ago. This has not been a problem since. And so, you know, some people had kind of asked the question about, you know, could she, would she, is that? Well, no. I mean, that was never an issue. But again, you know, what were the reasons? Well, we don't know. I mean, we have what we were told, and it doesn't seem to quite fully cover the whole scope of what we know. So, but still city, still mayor of Milton, at least for now. There is a weird provision in the Milton Charter that has to do with how many meetings you can miss before you automatically forfeit your seat. I think it's 3 months worth of meetings, if I remember correctly, because this had come up with Matt Jarrett, who had missed some meetings. And so, you know, we're kind of watching to see if she shows up at a meeting, because if she does not, then, well, you know, we'll know something. 618 here on News Radio Pensacola. It is Memorial Day, and the roads are all clear, as far as I can tell. So nothing particularly to report to you for that. 619 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay.
Waiting for a great finance rate on a great Volkswagen? Well, the wait is over. Now at Feedmore Imports, eligible buyers can receive 0% APR for 60 months on the 2024 Volkswagen Taos. This sporty VW Taos S is waiting for you with 0% APR for 60 months or a discounted price of $24,491. And the 2024 Tiguan S discounted to $29,516 or take 2.9% APR for 60 months. The 24 Atlas Cross Sport SE with 2.9% APR for 60 months or a sale price of $36,206. And the Atlas SE with technology, now discounted $2,500 to $41,793 or take 2.9% for 60 months. Great Volkswagens, great rates, and a great family-owned dealership. Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate in lieu of discounts and for qualifying credit through VCI. Sale price before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Pensacola Scenic 90 Cafe has been shining bright with some of the best Southern-style home-cooked food around for 25 years. And to celebrate their big anniversary this June, you get the gifts with 25% off all entrees all June long. That shrimp and crawfish Savannah? Yes, perfectly cooked ribeye, 25% off. It's happening through June at the Diner's Home at 701 Scenic Highway in East Pensacola Heights. For more information on Scenic 90, visit them at scenic90cafe.com.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world, but what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising today at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Newvancamp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I flew single-engine fighters in the Air Force, but this plane has four engines. It's an entirely different kind of flying, altogether.
It's an entirely different kind of flying.
Good morning, 6:22 here on News Radio Pensacola. Yes, we are doing live radio on Memorial Day, just as every other day of the year. The only day we take off is for Christmas. So you can expect to get live local news coverage every single day of the year. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, trying to decide where to go or where to start the process, or if you've been putting off the process, which I think is a fairly common thing, don't keep putting it off. You deserve a car you're going to like and enjoy and not be ashamed of. I mean, I don't know where you are on this, on the scale, but all the different things that go through having an older car that you really ought to have already gotten rid of. But go to Frontier. Take a look around. They've got cars that are 1, 2, 3 years young, low miles, great condition, cars you can really count on, and, you know, good prices. You know, we went there just looking to test drive a car a couple of years ago because we believe in, you test drive the car before you need to buy it, and then you go shopping, you know, later, so you don't have to worry about which one. You're just going for the price or the, you know, right combination of factors, but you don't have to pick between the cars. But we couldn't find a car to drive that we really wanted. We wanted a Honda Odyssey, but the ones that were the ones that were older were not the same model year because they had changed, and the ones that were the model year we wanted, you couldn't test drive because they were either all just being owned or they had come back pre-owned certified, and you couldn't test drive those until they were cleaned up. By the time they were cleaned up, they were sold. So it was this weird catch-22. We used to call it our unicorn. You know, we can't find one to drive, just to be sure, but we did find one. It was the right color. It was 12,000 miles. It was a year old. It was a great price, and we bought it. because we're like, well, we don't really need to buy this for 6 months, but we can't really turn this down. It's such a good deal. So we had a great experience. Super easy. Frontier Motors serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. Joining us from the newsroom, David Wayne has got our headlines this Memorial Day. David?
And good morning to you, Andrew. We are seeing reports of an Israeli airstrike that has killed dozens of people. According to NBC, this strike hit an area where displaced civilians were sheltering in tents and caused some type of a fire that then spread across the camp. The strike being condemned by UN officials and Arab leaders. IDF says they were targeting senior Hamas leaders, but say they also plan to investigate reports of the fire spreading into the civilian encampment. Officials in Papua New Guinea say more than 2,000 people may have died in the landslide last Friday. They're asking for international help for their search and recovery efforts. The government figure about triple what the UN estimated for casualties. So far, only six people's remains have been recovered. The landslide did cause major destruction in the village of Yambali in the Enga province when it happened. And the filmmaker behind the documentary Super Size Me has died. Morgan Spurlock died last Thursday at 53. His film, he conducted an experiment where he only ate McDonald's food for 30 days. It was a big hit back in 2004. Also received a nomination for the Best Documentary Feature at the Academy Awards.
Do we have a cause of death for Spurlock?
It doesn't say.
I mean, people would naturally infer from the horrible things he did to his body in order to produce that documentary that there might be a connection. I'm assuming there's no connection, but that's why I asked.
53 is kind of young.
53? I'm right here.
Yeah.
You're talking to me. So, of course, then again, I didn't make a documentary by overeating McDonald's for a month and then, you know, showing people how awful the things it did to my body. So I have that going for me.
Right. Yeah. If you watched that, it was just terrible. Watching what happened to a 30-day diet of nothing but that.
No, it's not a good thing. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. I appreciate it. 626 here on News Radio Pensacola. Just a brief note, by the way, quick traffic on the fives here. The roads are clear. So there you go. I think there's just a little bit of a backup right near the Garcon Point Toll Plaza. But yeah, that's kind of always the issue, right? You know, there's always some kind of backup there. But no, everything else, I-10, no, I mean, nobody's out. Nobody's working today except me and a few of you. By the way, law enforcement works 24/7. You know, nurses work 24/7. Right? Fire works 24/7, right? There's a whole bunch of people that work all the time, and, you know, they might not have traditional jobs in the 9-to-5 sort of sense, but, you know, they're always out. It's always kind of funny when I talk about, like, Sheriff Bob Johnson. You know, we'll have him on later on this morning at 8:10, and I usually send him a text. I'm like, hey, you working Monday? He's like, yeah, it's Monday. I'm a sheriff. You know, yes, of course. Absolutely. So anyway, the roads are clear. That's your traffic on the fives. Text me anything, 437-1620, if you see something or if you have a question or a comment on this Memorial Day. Hey, if you are in need of a good Christmas gift, I know you're not thinking about it yet, but, you know, do you have a spouse who, you know, doesn't think that it's warm enough in the winter? Or, you know, I don't know, my wife loves our fireplace. We have a little, you know, it's just a little electric fakey fireplace, you know, underneath the TV. And she loves that because she gets cold. And she turns that on and it warms up her feet and she just makes her happy. And so the reason I bring that up is right now, Pensacola Hardware is having their end-of-season blowout on heaters and fireplace accessories while supplies last. And so you might save a buck and think ahead. Yeah, you may have to, you know, hide the box in the garage, and that's okay. Okay. A little bit of deception for Christmas sake is okay. But then you can, you know, bring that out at Christmas and be a hero. So fireplace screens, ceramic heaters, outdoor fireplaces, LP gas heaters, infrared heaters, fireplace tools, hotshot SS outdoor fireplaces, propane convection heaters, and electric tower heaters. While supplies last, end of season at Pensacola Hardware. Of course, a great place to buy all of your hardware needs, obviously, and take care of anything like that. 437-1620, 437-1620. Note in here on our text line, somebody says Morgan Spurlock died from cancer type unspecified in the reports they had seen. Fair enough, which is, you know, it's either an accident. If this is the age, right, you know, it's pretty much either an accident or something like that. As far as the happy Memorial Day, somebody texted in and said, I say thankful Memorial Day. That's good. Good. Reverent, maybe another one. Have a reverent Memorial Day. As it is a solemn time to remember and honor those who gave their lives while in defense of the United States Constitution and our freedoms. Cemeteries around the world hold our American heroes and heroines, as do the simple single plots of sacred ground that hold those whose whereabouts are unknown. except to God. That's sobering to think of, too, the people who never came home. I saw this on Facebook. I thought it was particularly poignant. It was a dad and a son had gone to a cemetery, a military cemetery, and, you know, son says, "Why do we always come out here alone, you know, on Memorial Day?" And dad says, "We're never alone when we come here," which is, yeah. Good thing to remember. 437-1620, 437-1620. Oh, in sort of sad but also not sad news, I mean, when somebody's 95 and they pass away, it's not that sad. But a guy named Richard Sherman, not that Richard Sherman, not the football player. Richard Sherman was a composer, one half of a pair of brothers, the Sherman brothers, who composed a few things that you might have heard of. They made Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, The Jungle Book, Mary Poppins, Sword in the Stone, The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh, Charlotte's Web, The Aristocats. They wrote It's a Small World After All. I think Chim Chimney Chim Chim Chiri, that was the one they did not do from Mary Poppins. There's like one famous song and all of that stuff that they did not make. But he's passed away at the age of 95. So as I always say, celebrate the person who made your life better, and certainly he did.
News. I'm Gianna Gelosi. Over 120 million people are at risk for severe weather on this Memorial Day as dangerous storms barrel towards the East Coast after wreaking havoc on the Midwest and the South. At least 19 people were killed across four states after tornadoes plowed through the region. Five of those deaths in Arkansas.
Not how any of us had hoped this weekend would go.
That's Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders. While in Kentucky,
we have a lot of roads that are blocked by trees, some roads that are flooded out. Don't drive through a flooded road.
Governor Andy Beshear, President Biden, and former President Trump honoring those who made the ultimate sacrifice on this Memorial Day. President Biden heading to Arlington National Cemetery this morning, while former President Trump spent the holiday weekend with Gold Star families in North Carolina. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. Right now it is 80 degrees and mostly cloudy. Two more drug houses have been shut down by the Escambia Sheriff's Office this month. That makes 24 total this year so far.
I appreciate that the authorities are working, you know, on cracking down on things that make a community unsafe.
That woman talked with Channel 3. She lives near a home on Gardenia Circle that was recently targeted by law enforcement. Another home on the 400 block of Rumax was also raided by the Sheriff's Office SWAT team and narcotics unit this month. Multiple drugs, guns, and cash recovered by investigators during both of these incidents. After the raids, the Sheriff's Office placed their infamous "This Drug House is Closed" sign in front of both of those properties. Well, a Pensacola man among three people hurt in a wrong-way crash on I-10 in Okaloosa County on Friday. That happened on I-10 eastbound about 10:30 that night. FHP says the Pensacola man entered the interstate going westbound in the eastbound lanes, then hit a Dodge Charger head-on. The vehicle was driven by a 21-year-old Texas man. After hitting the Charger, the Pensacola man's vehicle rotated and hit an F-150 driven by a 65-year-old Crestview man. The Pensacola man was flown to the hospital with serious injuries. The Texas man taken to the hospital by ambulance. The Crestview man treated at the scene. FHP says an investigation into that incident is ongoing. Milton Mayor Heather Lindsay is now reportedly resigned from her position as an assistant attorney with the city of Pensacola. According to Channel 3, the city says Lindsay told them that her duties as the mayor of Milton were interfering with her ability to continue working for them. Lindsay has recently been involved in some controversy in Milton. The city council voted to sue her over not releasing public records sought by city attorney Alex Andrade. Well, the sheriff's office investigating after a DJ was shot while working at a party on North Pace Boulevard on Sunday. It happened in Town and Country. The Escambia Sheriff's Office says the DJ was shot multiple times, then dropped off at a local hospital. He is expected to survive those injuries. So far, investigators say the victim has not been very cooperative and has provided varying accounts of what happened. There's no suspects as of yet. A Florida woman has won a $1 million prize on a scratch-off lotto ticket. The Florida Lottery says 61-year-old Anita Irvin from Tallahassee claimed that prize after hitting a lucky jackpot on a cash word scratch-off. Irvin took her winnings as a lump sum of $780,000. The International Criminal Court facing sharp criticism from both sides of the aisle after pursuing arrest warrants for top Israeli officials over the war in Gaza. Florida Democrat Jared Moskowitz says the move by the ICC was politically motivated. This from an interview on Fox News Sunday.
This is totally political. The ICC is irrelevant. They have no jurisdiction. We might as well call them the Harry Potter Ministry of Magic.
And Congressman Moskowitz says there's no equivalence between Israel and Hamas. It is 6:35 at News Radio Pensacola right now. 80 degrees in Pensacola, 80 in Gulf Breeze, and it's 81 in Milton with mostly cloudy skies this morning. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola. In 6:35.
I can do traffic. That's all right.
All right, 6:35 at News Radio Pensacola. And let's get a look at our traffic on the fives.
Yeah, it's all clear.
All right.
No, seriously, your traffic on the fives. If you're on I-10 going west, all clear. If you're on Highway 98 going east, all clear. If you're heading out to the beach early, all clear. This is your traffic on the fives. I'm Andrew McKay.
That might be the best traffic report I've ever heard.
Hey, just like to tell people the facts, you know.
Thank you so much, Andrew. 6:35, News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, and dependable.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. We're doing less home renovation work, it seems. Homeowners were eager to invest in their homes during the COVID-19 pandemic, but the leading indicator of remodeling activity, a measure that provides an outlook of the national home improvement and repair spending to owner-occupied homes, has been declining since 2022. At the same time, regarding projects that are being done, we're spending more per project, but that's due in part to inflation and higher costs overall for materials and construction labor. It could be a challenging next few years for the banking industry amid pressure from high interest rates and operational problems. That's the word from Nomura analyst Greg Hertrick, who spoke with reporters the other day at the company's New York office. Hertrick said profits at smaller institutions could be squeezed if U.S. interest rates decline this year because the banks will need to pay higher rates to customers to keep their money parked in accounts. He wouldn't be surprised, he said, if dozens of U.S. lenders failed in coming years. That's Your Money Now.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-721-3955. 800-721-3955. 800-721-3955.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Join the thousands of recyclers who strive to eliminate recycling contamination every day by following the Core Four. The Core Four includes glass containers, plastics 1 and 2, cardboard and mixed paper, and metal cans. Remember, if you're not sure if an item can be recycled, think, when in doubt, throw it out and put it in your garbage can instead of recycling. Visit ecua.fl.gov for more information. That's ecua.fl.gov. And thank you for being ECUA's recycling partner.
There are over 15,445 radio stations in America. But out of all those stations, a panel of judges representing the broadcast industry, community service organizations, and public relations firms chose the top 10, including News Radio Pensacola, to receive the 2024 National Association of Broadcasters Crystal Award for exceptional year-round community service. Thanks to you, our listeners. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody, and thank you, Angela, for that introduction. And I am truly honored to be invited here tonight as the first president in American history to address the Libertarian National Convention. Great honor.
Not the warmest of receptions for the former president. In fact, even before he brought him up on stage and they were playing the Lee Greenwood, I mean, it was kind of, it was weird because, you know, when he does a campaign rally, you know, there's a certain kind of order of events and music and staging and everything else. And so they brought him up with the Lee Greenwood. A couple of happy screams in there, squeals of delight. A lot of not happy squeals too. That's, like I said, that's why he's kind of getting ready to come up. And this was the story from over the weekend, was the adverse and unfriendly reaction that he got at the Libertarian nominating convention.
A lot of people ask why I came to speak at this Libertarian convention, and you know, it's an interesting question, isn't it? But we're gonna have a lot of fun.
I didn't watch the whole speech. I watched the first, I don't know, 7 or 8 minutes. Then I watched the last minute or two. I was kind of curious if the tone had changed, you know, if he's going to bring them around to his side. I don't think they had a lot of fun. I don't think that particularly the crowd was all that receptive, and I have thoughts about why. But just so you kind of hear some of the key parts, even what I thought, he gave basically a chopped-down version of his normal stump speech. I think that was a mistake, but I'll explain in just a second.
Well, in the last year, I've been indicted by the government on 91 different things. So if I wasn't a libertarian before, I sure as hell am a libertarian now.
Really?
And unlike Joe Biden, I don't throw people in jail for disagreeing with me. I don't do that.
See, I think this was an absolute misread. I think that he completely, him or, I don't know, does Trump have speechwriters? I don't know really if he does. I tend to think he just kind of goes out there and does his thing. I could be wrong. I do not know. It's a fact. I'm kind of curious to know now if he has anybody helping him with his speechwriting. I think he thought that line would work. I'm a libertarian now. Sure as hell am now after, and boo, you know, and then
in jail for disagreeing with me. I don't do that.
I thought that line would work too. Dang it, none of these lines are working. And they didn't throughout the whole speech. But again, the why I think is very interesting. And I just want to kind of give the evidence, and then we'll hash out the analysis of this, because the story that he got booed is not all that interesting. It's the why. It's the, and what does this mean? Kind of, to me, that I find interesting, because I do want to give the man credit for going. You know, going and talking to an audience that, I mean, maybe he thought they were all warm and friendly to him. Sir, how many libertarians have you known? And how many of them would you describe as warm and friendly to anything? But okay. So right toward the end, he's trying to rally support.
Then right now, in this election, we need your help. We need your support. When I'm in the White House, you will always find an open door to the Oval Office. Together, we are taking on some of the most menacing forces and vicious opponents our people have ever seen. But no matter how hateful or corrupt the communists and criminals we're fighting are, and they are vicious and they are corrupt, you must never forget, this nation does not belong to them. This nation belongs to you, belongs to you.
Again, you know, messages I think he thought might work, and they just really didn't. Here's at the very end of the speech.
I want to thank you. I want your support. And again, you can either nominate us and put us in the position or give us your votes.
Just a minor note. Who, us? He's got no running mate yet. Just whatever. It's the way people speak.
I would say nominate or give us your votes, but we want libertarian votes because you stand for what we stand for, and don't waste a vote, and don't allow the worst president in the history of our country to come back and do the final destruction of America. Thank you very much, everybody. God bless you. God bless you.
So they continue kind of booing. The music plays hard to hear, and he stands there this whole time like taking a victory lap with his hand fist pumped up in the air like, yeah, uh-huh. Which I think is just kind of what he's accustomed to doing when he gives rallies that is super weird. Like, could he not hear? And maybe he just like, well, they already booed me for a half hour. I guess I'll just take it in the end too. You know, why not? Whatever. Okay, so what to make of all of this? I'll tell you in just a second, because I have a lot of thoughts about this, actually. Jimmy has got our traffic on the fives first. Jimmy?
Andrew, we are not seeing too much on the roadways this morning. If you're coming into Pensacola from Pace or Milton, you are clear over the U.S. 90 bridge into town. And if you're coming in from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, clear on 98 all the way into town. And clear all the way to the beach if you're heading out to the beach this morning from Pensacola. If you see anything on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. This traffic report brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For more information on a free pest or termite quote, visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
You know, we always talk about Peden air conditioning, heating, and electrical. They've been expanding because they do such a good job. 100% satisfaction guarantee. Show up on time, professional, courteous, and do what they said they were going to do right the first time with the right parts. And they've been expanding all the way east to, you know, to Tallahassee, all the way west. Last year to Baldwin County, this year to Mobile. So they are really growing, obviously, all along the Gulf Coast. And now through the month of May, $2,500 off. Best prices of the year on a Briggs & Stratton standby generator before storm season begins. Remember, officially, it begins real soon. Also, to celebrate 55 years in business, Peden is offering a complete air conditioning tune-up for just $55. Call today, schedule your $55 AC tune-up, or check them out at Peden, PEDEN.com. All right, so analysis of the Trump speech. You know, I was, maybe it's my philosophy training or whatever, but I always believe you give the evidence first and then you give the analysis. And the headline over the weekend by most news outlets has just been, you know, Trump gets booed at the Libertarian. Okay, who cares? That's not the story. The story is why. And a couple of things to say. Number one, I give credit to him for going. I give him, take back some of that credit because I don't think he understood where he was going. And I don't fault him for this in a way. This is the responsibility of maybe some people around him to tell him, do you know what a libertarian is? And I don't think he does. But then again, the man is not, he's not politically ideological. I've told you this before. He's not a conservative, you know, he's not a moderate. He's a power pragmatist, okay? He's an America first, do whatever it takes to grow, expand, conquer, however you want to view that, okay? He's just not infused with the thought process of any of the things you might traditionally think of for politicians in terms of, you know, being enamored with, you know, certain principles. He's not a principle-driven guy, okay? And so the reason people elect him is because, you know, he has found a way to represent their views and their ideas in the sense of accomplishing things, and that's it. You can't think that he's going to, like, you know, the issue of abortion is one I always use, like, he's had 15 different positions on abortion because he's not an ideologue. He doesn't know what he believes. He only believes about that topic something along the lines of I care about life, and the people that I want to have vote for me care about life, so I'm going to talk whatever they say. I'm going to talk the language that they understand. That's why he keeps getting it wrong, is because he's not an ideologue. I'm not saying that as a criticism. I mean, again, he put three justices on the Supreme Court, got Roe v. Wade overturned, okay? But you can't expect him to grasp the nuance of, you know, what is a liberal versus a libertarian versus a communist versus a conservative versus a fascist or a totalitarian. He doesn't know. And a lot of people don't know. So I'll explain just very briefly because it'll help you understand, you know, in case you don't know, and a lot of people don't. Libertarians, generally speaking, believe in very, very small government. And there's a thing called the Nolan scale, which is worth looking at if you've never seen it. The short version of the Nolan scale, it's a visual thing, so it's a little hard to do on the radio. But think of yourself looking at a chart, you know, across the bottom and across the vertical and horizontal, okay? That's not the way it's normally presented, but it's actually a better way to think about it than the way it's normally presented. And think of one axis on the bottom as being social freedom or something like that. And think of the vertical axis as being economic freedom, okay? And at the very bottom, you have, you know, at the corner, at the very bottom left is 100%, okay? So total freedom, as in small government. Okay, because where there's no government, there's more freedom, right? So libertarians are not quite in that corner because that corner would be anarchy. Anarchy is no government at all. Libertarians are like 5 and 5. You know, 5% economic, 5% social, maybe, you know. There are varying kinds of libertarians. Some are pro-life, some are not pro-life. That's not an easy one to peg people on because you don't know. But, you know, gun rights, speech rights, religious liberty, leave me alone, property rights, all that stuff. Very, very small government is what they want. Conservatives are people who agree with libertarians about economic matters, but disagree with them about social cultural matters. Conservatives want to see more control of social and cultural things like sex relationships and marital relationships and speech. And I know some of this has changed recently, but, you know, bear with me historically. Okay. You know, we like don't like R and X things as much, right? That's kind of the idea, okay? So we are on the bottom right, or in the right-ish of the bottom of the graph. Liberals, modern liberals, the kind of liberal that you vote for when you vote for Democrats, believe in personal freedom, abortion, right? Marital things. They don't like censorship of books or anything like that. But they don't want you to have economic freedom. They believe in high taxation, redistribution of wealth, wage controls, rent controls, right? You know, lots of taxes on your all over it in order to pay for the things that need to be done by government, okay? So they are on the top left of the spectrum. High economic presence, low economic freedom for government, and then they're the top left. But, you know, social freedom, morals, all of that, wide open. Top right on this chart, and again, I know I'm describing a visual thing, but look it up if you don't understand it. Top right is more of the totalitarian space. That's high government involvement in economics, high government involvement in personal liberty or social or cultural things. Okay, so libertarians, a good way to think of it is they're like mild anarchists. You know, they're not quite anarchists, but they get real close. They think that, for example, you know, you ought to pay, if you use a park, you ought to pay for the park. And if you don't use the park, probably some, you know, you shouldn't have to pay for that. You know, roads, okay, sure, but ideally pay as you go, you know. Personal responsibility for taking care of yourself. That means high personal freedom, high economic freedom. You get the point. Leave me alone, okay? Do what you want. They're against zoning and planning and HOAs and all of that kind of stuff. So when he goes to the Libertarian Convention, which is generally going to be a room full of very opinionated, very ideological people, people who hate both conservatives and liberals and hate big government and hate government debt and hate all of the things that the modern two-party system has produced, view him as not really any different from Joe Biden. I mean, a slightly different flavor, but basically big government control types. That's how they view him, because that's what the two-party system has produced. And if you look at the federal deficit, you can't really disagree with that. So he goes in there not knowing that they hate him and not picking up the cues particularly well. And to me, that's where I think this went all wrong. He went in there thinking, I guess he could just give a traditional stump speech and he'd be okay. And what I wish he would have done, and I don't know whether to blame him or his advisors, or again, I don't know if he has a speechwriter or not. Somebody somewhere along the line should have said, hey, let's talk about how this is going to go, sir. You know, But they apparently did not have that conversation, because him just going up there for 35 minutes to persistently do his campaign speech was, I mean, a really dumb idea. I'll give you a contrast. You remember years ago when Barack Obama was president, he went to Notre Dame, Catholic, mostly conservative Catholic university, although things have shifted some, but still, okay. I mean, you know, most of the people there can be counted on to be Catholic, religious, pro-life, and he went there as a pro-abortion politician and talked to them about that issue and tried to reason with them and persuade them and understood he was going to hostile territory and gave what I thought was a really significant speech because he tried to engage with them and they listened and they disagreed and fine. But he knew where he was going. He understood that it was hostile territory and he went there understanding that and gave a speech that was appropriate. So Trump goes in and he gives a speech where he doesn't understand where he's going because he doesn't grasp these kind of concepts, because he doesn't think this way about politics. And also, he's in there giving his speech, and he's not reacting to it either. Like, you know what would have been amazing is if, like, halfway through the speech he said, you know what, folks, this is obviously not working. You obviously don't like me. And I'll be honest, I'm a little surprised by that. But I'm not quite sure why. Can we maybe talk a little bit about why? Or can, you know, and maybe there was nowhere for him to go because he didn't understand why he was getting booed, which is possible. But it would have been pretty amazing if he'd have stopped mid-course and said, all right, I know you don't like me, and here's why I think you don't like me. You cheer if I say why you don't like me right. You know, we added debt while I was president, and they could cheer. And he'd be like, all right, I get it. We built up the military, and they could cheer. And, you know, like, I don't know. It would have been interesting to see something else. So the inability to pivot in the situation to me was also kind of fascinating. Oh, Joe Biden would have been much worse. I mean, I'm not saying Joe Biden would have given a great speech. You know, I think maybe Biden and his handlers knew enough not to show up. But that's why that happened. And I think it's a little bit telling just about who Trump is and who he's not. Because he just doesn't speak this language of political theory. 655 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. Your thoughts, 437-1620. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
If you are heading into Pensacola from Gulf Breeze Navarre, you're clear all the way over the 98 bridge. And Pace and Milton, clear over the U.S. 90 bridge into town this morning. Coming in from Cantonment, clear on U.S. 29 southbound and I-10 and I-110 not showing any slowdowns. If you see anything on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Naval Air Station Pensacola has a significant economic impact in our area. It employs more than 16,000 military and 7,400 civilian personnel and the headquarters for Naval Education Training Command, a command which combines direction and control of all Navy education and training. There's a lot more you can know by tuning in this morning at 9 and hear what's happening at NAS Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Bands on the Beach. Every Tuesday night at 7, bring a lawn chair or towel and enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music. This week, the Disco Kiss takes the stage, playing the best songs from the biggest bands of the 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2000s. Bring a blanket or lawn chair, but don't bring any pets or glass. It's Bands on the Beach every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion.
Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 when Dusty Studer, the Dean of the Warrington Campus at Pensacola State College, will be on the show, letting you know everything you need to know about summer and fall registration, available programs, financial aid, and so much more on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Topper Harley?
Once, perhaps. Now I'm called Tuca Chinchilla.
What does it mean?
Fluffy bunny feet.
Good morning, 6:59 here on Memorial Day, News Radio Pensacola. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our brief headlines. David?
Well, there was a crazy attack on a New York City subway train yesterday. A man reportedly set a cup of liquid on fire and tossed it at another rider. That man apparently suffered burns on about a third of his body, but is expected to survive.
Well, I guess that's good news.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.